In order to understand the dogmas concerning Mary, the Immaculate Conception, the Assumption, her divine motherhood, and perpetual virginity, it is necessary to understand certain parallels or prefigurements of Mary in the Old Testament. One is that she is the woman in Genesis 3:15. For more information on that, see my video titled, Mary is the Woman in Genesis 3:15. Another are the parallels of the Ark of the Old Covenant and Mary. The Ark was a typology or prefigurement of Mary. The Ark contained the Ten Commandments, the jar with the manna from heaven, and the staff of Aaron, the priest of Israel. These things represent Christ, who is the fulfillment of the law, the true bread from heaven, and priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Now, no Protestant would argue with any of that, but what they fail to realize or refuse to acknowledge is that just as those things that represented Christ were in the Ark, Christ himself was in Mary. That alone means there is a parallel between the Ark of the Old Covenant, the box that contained these things that represent Christ, and Mary, who actually did contain Christ. But the parallels don't stop there. The author of Luke tells us Mary is the Ark of the New Covenant by paralleling the visitation to Mary's cousin Elizabeth to events in 2 Samuel surrounding the Ark of the Old Covenant, 2 Samuel 6:9. And David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, "How can the Ark of the Lord come to me?" Luke 1:43, Elizabeth says, "And why is it granted me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" 2 Samuel 6:15, "So David and all the house of Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of a horn." Luke 1:42, "And she exclaimed with a loud cry, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb." 2 Samuel 6:14, "And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod, King David leaping and dancing before the Lord." Luke 1:44, "For behold, when the voice of your greeting came to my ears, the babe in my womb leaped for joy." 2 Samuel 6:10 and 11, "So David was not willing to take the Ark of the Lord into the city of David, but David took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom, and the Ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom for 3 months. Luke 1:39 and 56, "In those days Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a city in Judah, and Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home." Another amazing parallel and prophecy which proves Mary is the Ark of the New Covenant is the fact that the Spirit of God overshadowed the Ark. Then, when the Ark was lost, it was prophesied when the Ark would be found, and that prophecy is fulfilled in Mary. Exodus 40:21 and 34, "Then he brought the Ark into the tabernacle and hung the shield curtain and shielded the Ark of the Covenant. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle." The cloud was the Shekinah, the Spirit of God. After the Babylonians crushed Jerusalem and destroyed Solomon's temple in 587 BC, the Ark of the Covenant was lost. Then it was prophesied when the Ark would return, 2 Maccabees 2:4 and 6. It was also in the writing that the prophet, having received an oracle, ordered that the tent and the Ark should follow with him, and that he went out to the mountain where Moses had gone up and seen the inheritance of God, which is Mount Nebo. Some of those who followed him came up to mark the way, but could not find it. When Jeremiah learned of it, he rebuked them and declared, "The place shall be unknown until God gathers his people together again and shows his mercy. And then the Lord will disclose these things, and the glory of the Lord and the cloud will appear." So no, the Ark is not in some monastery in Ethiopia. This prophecy is fulfilled at the Annunciation, Luke 1:35. "The angel answered, The Spirit of the Lord will come onto you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." So, what are the implications of Mary being the Ark of the New Covenant? Well, the Ark was made out of acacia wood, which is incorruptible. It does not rot. It was covered with gold, which symbolizes divinity and purity. When it was taken out of the tabernacle, it was covered with a blue cloth. It had to be transported with poles because no one was allowed to touch it. It was so holy that if a man touched it, he could be struck dead. Azua merely reached out quite innocently to steady the Ark of the Covenant when it was toppling over and he was struck dead. And others died when they simply looked inside of it. The temple and the tabernacle were holy, and this was especially the case with the Holy of Holies, where the Ark was kept. The presence of God always imparted holiness. The furnishings of the tabernacle could not be touched by anyone save a few priests on pain of death. The high priest entered the Holy of Holies only once a year on the Day of Atonement, A rope was tied to his leg in case he perished from improper behavior so that he could be pulled out safely. You see where I'm going with this? I'm going to do more in-depth videos on these subjects in the future, but do you see how the Immaculate Conception and the Perpetual Virginity make more sense in light of the restrictions and special attention concerning the Ark of the Old Covenant? It had to be pure and undefiled by man and untouched by man because of its relationship to God. As far as the Assumption of Mary, check this out. This is Revelation 11:19 and 12:1 and 2. Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant was seen within his temple. And there were flashes of lightning, loud noises, peals of thunder, and an earthquake and heavy hail. And a great portent appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child, and she cried out in her pangs of birth in anguish for delivery. The child the woman gives birth to is later shown to be Jesus. Well, if the child in the vision is Jesus, the woman is Mary, since Mary is his mother. The woman is also shown as the ark in heaven, and it is Mary's body that is the ark, not her soul. This is biblical proof for the Assumption of Mary. And of course, the early church fathers recognized that Mary was the ark of the new covenant. This is St. Hippolytus in about 170. He says, at that time, the Savior coming from the Virgin, the ark, brought forth his own body into the world from that ark. St. Ambrose in the 4th century, the prophet David danced before the ark. What else should we say? That the ark was but Holy Mary. The ark bore within it the tables of the Testament, but Mary bore the air of the same Testament itself. Gregory the Wonder Worker in the 3rd century, let us chant the melody that has been taught us by the inspired harp of David and say, Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy sanctuary. For the Holy Virgin is in truth an ark, wrought with gold both within and without, that has received the whole treasury of the sanctuary. St. Gregory Thaumaturgus in the 3rd century, the ark is verily the Holy Virgin, gilded within and without. Hesychius in the 4th century, the ark is without a doubt the Virgin Mother of God. Mary as the ark of the new covenant was a concept that the early church very much understood. Until my next video, God bless.